KNOM Update News. I'm Margaret DeMaribus, and it's 12:02. Just about a year after the historic fuel delivery to Nome, the works of a Homer captain are finally being recognized. Captain Peter Garay will be recognized today at noon in Homer. He served as the U.S. and Alaska pilot aboard the Russian ship, the Renda, last winter, when 1.3 million gallons of petroleum products were delivered after freeze-up. One of Garay's major tasks throughout the shipment was to work as a liaison of sorts between the Russian ship, the Renda, and the U.S. Coast Guard's icebreaker, Healy. Garay now serves on the Alaska Arctic Policy Commission. That 20-member commission is charged with developing policy to be implemented in 2014. Garay will be honored for his work in his hometown of Homer this afternoon, being recognized by the Alaska State Legislature. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar is one step closer to finalizing a management plan for the National Petroleum Reserve on Alaska's northern slope. Salazar signed off yesterday on the preferred alternative for the reserve and released the full details on what's included in the plan. The proposed plan splits 23 million acres, roughly 50-50, between protected areas and land available for oil leasing. Bud Cribley, state director for the Bureau of Land Management, which oversees NPRA, says the plan is designed to answer one basic question.
How can we best allow for the development of oil and gas resources and also the construction of infrastructure to support offshore development in a balanced manner to both meet the needs from the administration of promoting energy development while still protecting the natural resource values in the National Petroleum Reserve.
The plan also allows for potential construction of a pipeline that could carry oil drilled from offshore wells in the Arctic Ocean. That was a point Salazar highlighted when he announced the preferred plan in August in Anchorage.
The preferred alternative also allows for the possibility of a pipeline and infrastructure to be built across the NPRA to accommodate potential future offshore oil production in the Chukchi Sea. Any such proposal, of course, would be subject to a comprehensive environmental analysis and a separate decision-making process as required by law. There is no route yet that has been proposed at this point in time.
But oil companies and other pro-development groups say those assurances are not enough. Robert Dillon is the communications director for Senator Murkowski on the Energy and Natural Resources Committee. He says the plan makes it nearly impossible for a company to economically build a pipeline through the NPRA. Dillon says the plan essentially creates a pipeline corridor that crosses specially designated areas, areas that would require extra environmental reviews.
Future reviews of a pipeline application could require that pipeline to avoid those areas completely, which means you wouldn't have a direct route, or, you know, to go through extra mitigation efforts that are going to increase the cost of a pipeline. You know, all of this could eventually make a pipeline infeasible.
The final assessment will be released after a minimum review period of 30 days. Dillon says that plan needs to include an explicit call for a feasible pipeline. Bud Cribley with BLM says he does think it's possible to build an economically viable pipeline, and Senator Mark Begich agrees. He says if not, he's prepared to find a legislative solution. Interior Secretary Salazar says the areas designated for development cover 72% of the estimated recoverable oil in the reserve. The 2012 bowhead whaling quota has almost been reached. George Nunguk, chairman for the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission, says Savonga is the last community harvesting bowhead whales. Savonga has received an additional strike for 2012 after already harvesting their quota of 8 strikes this year. Their last strike in November was one of the biggest whales harvested in the region at 59 feet, 1 inch long. But Nunguk says they might have to give up their final strike due to being locked in by ice. The 2012 bowhead whaling season ends on December 31st. As for future whaling quotas, Nunguk says the AEWC has a catch limit of 336 whales over the next 6 years. Jenny Evans is the grant writer and administrator for the AEWC. She says this 6-year quota gets divided up between both U.S. and Russian delegations. The AEWC and the Russian Federation allocate the number of bowhead strikes at an annual bilateral meeting held in Barrow.
Historically, it has been 70 strikes per year that's allocated to the Alaskan villages that represented the AEWC, and 7 strikes, which are, you know, whales landed, are allocated to the Russian Federation. And we anticipate it will be the same for 2013.
Additionally, Evan says the whaling captains in the AEWC decide strikes for each Alaskan community at this meeting.
Between the villages that AEWC represents, we just determine it by need based on population and how many whaling captains there are. So it can change on an annual basis because we just share the quota amongst the 11 villages.
The 2013 quotas for the U.S. and Russia will be determined this coming year from February 4th through the 8th, 2013. This Christmas, a priest from Ghana will lead Christmas Mass at Gnomes Catholic Church. Gnomes Catholic priest Father Ross Tazi is a busy man. He's responsible for 4 parishes, Gnome, Kotzebue, Teller, and Diomede. So Father Ross alternates each Christmas and Easter between Gnome and Kotzebue, and the community brings up a visiting priest to guide Mass at the other parish. Usually, the visiting priests come to Gnome from the lower 48, but this Christmas, the visiting priest comes from the African savannah. Father John Asaniri is from the Upper East region of Ghana, a hot, dry region. He says he's always wanted to come to Alaska.
Well, it's just adventure, you know. I learned about Alaska in geography when I was in elementary school, and it fascinated me because I heard that you have snow, you have longer nights, dark nights, you have sun that never sets. So I was marveled by all this, and I wished I could see it. But, you know, God works in his own time. I never knew that I would be in Alaska, and here I am today. It has been possible. God has worked things out for me.
The visiting priest was ordained in Ghana in 1998. He joined an organization called the Missionaries of Africa, worked in Mali for 8 years and in Ghana for 5 years. This past year, Father John applied for and was granted a sabbatical. Father John has been in Berkeley, California, which is where he heard Gnome needed a priest for Christmas. He explains.
I met a friend there who is a Benedictine in Minnesota. It's called Robert Koopman. He knows the deacon here, Deacon Bob. And he told me that every year they ask for help from their community in for Christmas in Nome, and that if it would interest me. I said, wow, that is great, because I've heard a lot about Alaska, and I never dreamt of going to Alaska. So if that is possible, I would like it. And so the connection was made, and here I am in Nome.
KNOM's Eva DeLapp sat down with Father John to learn about Ghana, his life, and his faith. You can hear the conversation during Profiles after the 6 o'clock weather. And for your gold prices at this hour, gold is down $18.30 an ounce to $1,648.60. Silver is down $1.04 to $30.04. Zinc is at 92 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 152 is expected to arrive at 12:20 and expected to depart at 1:13. It's unofficially -2 degrees at the KNOM studios, 11 minutes after 12 o'clock.